We're back. That was Tarunash.
Yeah.
And the name of the song was Coco Marijuana. And yeah, we were just discussing a little bit on the music that you were picking and how it's infused with Western and
East African.
Yeah, East African.
East African. So one thing I love so much about Trunesh is that her music, she tries to talk about Pan-Africanism in the sense that she didn't only grow up in Tanzania, just one part of East Africa. She grew up in Uganda. She has traits in like Ethiopia and everything. So she does so many memorable things in her album, Satin Cassette, to talk about like Pan-Africanism, how you're not just one identity in the sense of like every place that you grew up in kind of has a root in you. So in her music, she tries to connect so many ways in the sense of the drums, the seductiveness, the goddessness energy, the feminine energy, and how it's made her into a proud African woman as it is right now. And like even in her, I found out something very interesting in her album cover is that she uses Honey Sweet Wine, which is originally from Ethiopia. So she doesn't sing in the language, in the Ethiopian language, but she does sing in Swahili, English, includes so many drums in a way that makes you, like every song kind of transports you to a different part of the world that's like both Western, both self-identifying and both like African in sense of how she defines Africanism, especially East Africanism in sense of her identity, her actions, the music, how it resonates with you, how it makes you feel at the end of the day, at the beginning of a day. Mm. And I love that she clashes what we consider negative, what society consider negative, such as like cigarette, self-expression, living literally outside the boundaries of what we consider as binary, and saying like these are the things, these toxic things that society has deemed as negative, are the things that make me happy, are the things that I embellish and are part of my culture. And she's trying to make everyone being proud on like on your vices, because what are considered vices in one world isn't necessarily vices in our world. In East Africa, literally being one with yourself is a big part of it. Being able to express yourself through music, through dance, through drums, through what you drink, through what you smoke, just brings joy. It's all about like coming together and having fun and being soft with it, you know.
Beautiful.
Sharing some joy a little bit with Tarunash. Lovely name too, right? Tarunash. You don't hear it often.
Yeah, that's for sure. Well, I really appreciate you for bringing us this special music and just sharing with us. It's just been a very beautiful time. Thank you for joining us, and we'll get you in again sometime and play some more of your music and get some of your insight too.
Yeah, I'm excited. Honestly, I want to hear some of your music too. I always hear it on the radio, but now we're up close and communicating, so it's really interesting.
Yeah. Okay, well, we're going to carry on with our show, and we're going to get to our next guest, which is my brother, Shkwait Shakhlakh. And for everybody out there that doesn't know him, he's a survivalist. He's come through Guillain-Barré syndrome, lymphoma, cancer, the forest fires of a couple of years ago, and also a big flood of a couple of years ago. So he's a pretty big inspiration to myself and many other of our listeners out there that know him. So we're going to play his song that he picked, and it was a little bit of a task today because sometimes I don't get to cue up all my music.
It's okay.
As fast as I wished I could. But yeah, we're plugging along here, and he picked out a song from Bad Wolves, and it's a cover song from the Cranberries, and it's the famous song called Zombie.
Zombies, okay.
Yeah. So we'll have a listen to that, and we'll get to my brother. So thank you for joining, and thank you all the listeners out there for joining us.
Thank
Enjoy,
you for having
everyone.
Me.
Yeah, yeah, you're welcome. Thank you.
What's in your head?
we're back. That was Bad Wolves and the cover song of Zombie from Cranberries. And that brought me back quite a few years back to our tree planting days up in northern BC. And right now we have with us Shkwait Shakhlakh, my brother. And for everyone that doesn't know, he's a survivor of Guillain-Barré syndrome, lymphoma, cancer, the big fires of last couple of years ago, and the big flood of a couple of years ago. So we just really appreciate him for him spending his time and energy to bring us some pretty powerful music and inspiration. And just welcome to our program.
Hello, thank you for having me on.
Yeah, it was pretty powerful music, Zombie from Bad Wolves, and just the original one from the Cranberries too. It was pretty awesome and epic music. So yeah, and today our subject is on growth, so we'd love to hear from you on what you have about growth.
If we're talking gardening, we need proper watering and fertilizer. But if we're going on personal growth, something like that, I would think one of the best ways for good personal growth is reading and learning as much as you can, eh? Helps develop one develop skills and techniques that, you know, they weren't familiar with earlier. You know, and that applies to the physical and mental and emotions, eh?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because reading affects all those areas. So, you know, that's well, especially if you're laid up like me, that's all you can do now is read and watch educational programs and stuff like that, you know, in hopes that one day I'll be able to go out and use those skills and techniques, you know, put them into practice instead of just having them in theory right now.
Yeah.
They're theory to me till I'm capable of putting them into action. You know, that's all I can say is read, educate yourself as much as you can in stuff that's relevant in your, you know, in each person's life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, well, don't read the, well, there's lots of bad reads.
you know, so
you gotta weed out the bad reads and just take the good stuff.
Yeah, try to stay on the positive yeah. road and positive energy and positive vibrations. I always like what you talk about, to try to stay away from the negative energy and negative waves. It's always
with the negative waves, Moriarty.
Yeah.
Gotta stay away from those.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Well, we really appreciate and thank you for joining us and just bringing us the awesome music that you always choose out and gives us some insight in how to accomplish what you've done in surviving those, you know, those big diseases and the forest fires and all these things that can really get down anyone. And yet you've survived through all that and you're thriving and just being a super awesome inspiration for all of us. So we really thank you and appreciate you for joining us and sharing with us. And I guess we're going to have to be saying bye to you very soon. But yeah, just lots of appreciation and love to you.
Yeah. Thank you for having me on. And thank you for all your prayers, well wishes, and thoughts. and love. You there at the station and you listeners out there. And I send them all back to you a hundredfold.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate that. So, yeah, we're going to have to let you go. So, lots of love to you and enjoy the rest of your week and weekend. And, yeah, just get out, get to your reading and staying on that positive path. And we'll talk to you very soon and looking forward to it. So,
okay. Yeah. Bye for now.
Yeah, bye for now. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Shkwaich Shachlach from the Intlakapmch territories up in the Nicola Valley from Gwaishkana, BC. And yeah, that was just, it's always so special just to get those updates from him and get some insights on what helped him survive all that he went through. And now he's still around and he's still growing. He's still teaching us how to stay on that positive path and grow for ourselves by reading and educating ourselves and getting rid of some of the ignorance that we all have. And, you know, I know I have a lot of it inside me, and I'm trying to get rid of it all too and learn and grow together with all of you out there. So I really do sincerely pass my appreciation to all our listeners out there from all over the world just joining us on our odyssey of spreading positivity into the world and growing together in humanity for the best, trying to be the best place in the universe. And as we all work together, that is a great possibility. So I just really appreciate your ears, your time, and just joining us. And so we're going to get on with our program, and we're going to get to a very special guest, our Lady Faima, who's our production manager, and she's just a big, huge driving force behind this program and bringing all these positive people to our program, and just a real blessing. So we're gonna play her a song from the Lorraine, and their song is called Nilfgaard. So let's have a listen to this, and we'll get to Lady Faima. So enjoy, everyone. Bye for now. right, we're back. That was Delaraney and their song called Nilfgaard. And we have with us right now, we have Lady Fahima with us. How are you doing, Lady Fahima?
Hello, Chief. I'm doing wonderful. My respect and greeting to the radio station, to all the wonderful souls that accompany this station, and your respected listener across the country. At the reservation, Aboriginal people, First Nation, Indigenous people, respected Indigenous people, at the reservation, across the country and outside of the country, all respected. Listen.
Yes, for sure. And we really appreciate you joining us live here, because we know it can be pretty... gets in the way of our schedules and everything, but we know that we know your effort to get on, and it's just always a blessing and an honor to get you on. So thank you for joining us. And
you're most welcome.
Yeah, and we have our subject today is on growth, so we'd love to hear from you on that.
Absolutely. This station, the portfolio of this station basically is based on the education strongly, and all the different subjects that we deal in the society, it contains with it, which is make it marvelous and remarkable and beneficial to all the listeners in the different age group and so on. Going back to the growth, when you work hard for education, earning income, when you face the difficulties with life generally, the growth is coming to your right at the front of your door, knocking the door. When you open your door, the growth is sitting in front of you with all the hardship and pain that you, whatever you have. When the growth, it means we are finding the solution, different avenues, different idea to make your life to become practical and beneficial. The growth put the logic behind it. With the growth, put the science behind it. And take a spoon of the logic and science, it become a great meal for your soul, practical, you feel satisfied, and for the universe. I give you a few examples. Charlie Chaplin, British actor, writer, producer, he faced tremendously in his life of the hardship in many avenue, you name it, he had it. But he became so successful, so unique, and even he's not living in this Mother Earth, he left a huge impact for the humanity. Another one, Elvis Presley, the growth happened during his fame and fortune. Dr. Payam Akhavan, international lawyer, his growth was through the hardship of the studies and to become new citizen in the different country as well. And I believe his growth is continuously happening because of the job he is doing for the world. He's the international lawyer of the human rights and justice at United Nations. And another one, Anna Marquez, the youngest one, and she had to practice and exercise her challenges of her talent at a very young age and grow with it. Mm-hmm. We have significant people that we can look at them, and it become really inspiring me, myself. And under one umbrella, which is the unlimited sky, with all colors, nation, races, religion, belief, not belief, whatever, whoever you are, as one nation, as one planet, dream big, keep the hope, and fly like a bird, free. And thank you very much for having me. And it's really a pleasure, my pleasure, to be at this station with the respected listeners. Well, thank you kindly.
Yeah, that was very beautiful, very wise words, and we really do appreciate all the great, wonderful people that you bring to our program, and just helps us all grow as individuals and as humanity. It's just always a privilege and honor just to have you come and join us and share with us all your knowledge and wisdom. And we just thank you and appreciate you, and we want you to have a great rest of your week and weekend, and looking forward to hearing from you again next week.
And thank you very much for having me. Thank you for the very kind and generous thoughts and words. Thank you kindly.
Oh, you're welcome. And we're going to have to let you go for now. So we're going to have to say bye for now. And just lots of love to you, and talk to you again next week.
Likewise. Thank you kindly.
Okay.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye for now. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Lady Fahima, and we're going to have to wrap up the rest of our program here. We appreciate all of you from all over the world for joining us, and we thank the station manager here, Magnus, and Jesse, and Conovar, and Jujul for all their hard work to keep us on the air and keep us going. We really appreciate all of you, and the rest of our hosts up here that bring to you guys some really special programs. Upcoming next will be Jacob, I think, not the